It's been more than 40 years since the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing a woman's right to choose an abortion. But advocates at a rally in Albany yesterday say it's time New York lawmakers translate the provisions of the landmark Supreme Court decision into New York state law. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
New York already has laws legalizing abortion rights. They were approved in 1970. But advocates say they're outdated, and the legislation needs to be upgraded to protect women if the Supreme Court ever reverses the Roe v. Wade decision. Governor Cuomo, who supports the measure, known as the Reproductive Health Act, did not attend the rally at the Capitol. But Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul spoke.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much.
Cuomo initially wanted to include the reproductive rights bill as part of a package that he called the Women's Equality Act, but it was opposed by Republicans in the state Senate. Cuomo eventually dropped it from the list in favor of getting some of the other provisions passed. They include making it easier for women to sue for equal pay and anti-human trafficking measures. Lieutenant Governor Hochul says she knows of some GOP senators, who she would not name, who she says are supportive of voting for the abortion rights measure. She says she's hopeful that election year pressures could encourage them to join Democrats to provide enough votes for passage.
I think when their constituents have an opportunity to explain to them how important this is, it's early yet. It's early yet in the process. There's an opportunity.
Thank you for being here. God bless you.
The lone Senate Republican to address the Planned Parenthood lobbyists, Senator John Bonasek of the Hudson Valley, says he's in favor of the bill and he would vote for it if it came to the floor. He says he believes there is quiet support among other Republicans.
I don't believe in abortions, but that's a family choice. And both my daughter and my bride of 50 years, they believe in pro-choice, and we should never deprive women of access of health care that they choose and their medical providers say is best for them.
But Bonasek cast some doubt on whether the Senate Republicans as a group would permit the measure to come to the floor for a vote.
Your guess is as good as mine. You know, there's a national election going on, and the stakes may be higher, where people won't have the courage to embrace this now.
The leader of the Senate Democrats, who are in the minority in that House, says she also doesn't think that would happen. Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says no GOP senator has actually signed on to the bill.
I don't have any bipartisan support for women's reproductive rights in the Senate.
One other issue left out of the Women's Equality Act is paid family leave. Governor Cuomo pledged in his State of the State address to fight for a bill to require companies to offer 12 weeks of leave partially paid.
We should have a paid leave program paid by employees who can get 12 weeks of pay.
Cuomo said later his plan would allow workers to receive about one-third of their regular pay if they take the leave. It would require each worker to pay $1 per pay period to contribute to a fund. Lieutenant Governor Hochul was asked if she thinks that's enough.
Well, right now you're looking at zero. So let's talk about making some progress.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his House has a more comprehensive plan on family leave, and he continues to support that.
We believe the Assembly's version is a better version, and that's kind of where we're going to try to start to have our negotiations.
The Assembly Democrats' plan would draw on the state's temporary disability insurance fund to partially pay workers' salaries when they request leave. Senate Republican leader John Flanagan says he likes the ideas in the governor's plan, and he says his members will be talking about it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.